Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Let's talk about gender equality, because today is also Gender Equality Day. Good morning, Javu Boloi, spokesperson for the Commission for Gender Equality. How are you?
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners.
Do you enjoy licorice?
Not exactly.
Exactly. You see, I told you, it's polarizing, it's divisive. So where does South Africa stand in terms of equal pay between the genders?
South Africa has a long way to go. It looks like, you know, there's also a pushback by companies and even in government. There is a pay difference between various genders. And I'm glad in one of the meetings that I attended, I was presenting, there was a minister of Cogta, Dr. Nkosi Dlamini Zuma. You know, she even emphasized this point, and we know, when you look at the PricewaterhouseCoopers report on pay equal for equal work, and with the same qualification, you will realize women are faring very, very low when it comes to pay gap. So we still have got a long way to go. It's not yet even legislated. You could even see, based on municipalities, how people are not gaining the pay difference. You could even see, even in the private sector, there's a big, big difference in that way, in that sector, when it comes to equal pay between men and women.
What is the way forward? I mean, how are we going to close that gap? I mean, one of our listeners actually weighing in earlier, and he made a very good point. He says, if the pay gap myth was true, businesses would only hire women in order to keep the payroll small. So I hear that point, and that's the point that was actually made by American economist Thomas Sowell. And I do hear the point. What's your thought on that?
Our thought is it's simple. There's no political will to push to drive this point. One of the elements is that, you know, we, as a Commission for Gender Equality, we've had hearings whereby we even saw within the university sector, and we try to take these reports and gender transformation within the judiciary, gender transformation within the public sector and also the public sector. We have taken these reports that they're on our website. We've taken them to Parliament. But it is up to the parliamentarians to really, we're not implementers. Really, it's up to them to implement. And also the Ministry of Department of Labor and Employment has to do something, has to be seen, to be doing something, not to be heard all the time from a distance. They have to be visible for us in coming and be punitive in their action. So it looks like, you know, we still have got a long way to go, because some of the people who are driving this, if you do not understand how people are, you know, it's not always the case whereby we will say, we can do this. We can do it in a blink of an eye. But it needs political will. It needs the public sector to become. But through neglect, also the president can champion this. Trade union can champion this and say, look, we need to bring this anomaly to fruition. It can be when a woman CEO gets a position, she doesn't get the pay that the previous CEO was there, was male. It was the pay cut. You know, they give all the gory stories and why should they cut that price and the salary. It's at times it's fascinating, but it's not. It can't be right when it continues to be in this trajectory.
Absolutely, and I'm sure that this is an ongoing conversation. Javu Boloi, I wish you a wonderful day, and thank you so much for the time.
You're most welcome. Thanks, bye.
Bye-bye. That's Javu Boloi, spokesperson for the Commission for Gender Equality.